Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode!
Particularly important role in shielding dogs against the ravages of the sun. To read more, look for the link in your Google Home app.
Okay, Google, thank you.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, well, that was interesting.
Is there a way, buddy, that I can get you half of the screen and myself half of the screen on Google? Share screen. Here we go. Oh, no.
No, that's something else.
That's something else. Right here, we're going to go to...
I know that there's a way where you can have like a half screen and that, but I'm not too sure because I'm not as tech savvy as I should be. Wow, you look so cute, bro. All right, welcome back. You're listening to the Nerdy Chicano Show, the only show hosted by two land lovers themselves. Alongside me is my wonderful co-host, the wonderful Brown Bambino himself, Luis Gerardo Garcia, and the host over here, the host of hosts, the Nerdy Chicano.
What's up, guys? Sorry, I fucking cut you off. I'm so sorry. Go ahead. Keep hyping me up, please. Hype me up. Give me some random ass titles.
Yeah, Brown Bambino, land lover. The man with a thousand facial expressions, the cutest motherfucker in the business. I mean, the motherfucker that makes you gay just looking at him.
That's a big compliment, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro. I like the last one.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
If anybody thinks you can't pull on both sides, they're stupid.
Dude, I appreciate you, man. Yeah. Thanks for saying that. It boosts my confidence.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
How's your day going so far, buddy? You all right? You doing good? How are the kids?
Yeah, bro. You're joking there, right? I ain't got kids.
Nah, how you doing? I'm just kidding. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, bro. Doing pretty good. Just hanging around here, finished eating, had a good old grand time, went to go eat and check up on my three girlfriends out there at the dining hall. Not girlfriends. I'm talking about like girls friends that are friends.
You trying to smash?
No, bro. They're freaking. They're good company, bro. They're good company. While you're eating and you're like, you don't want to really eat alone, but you're just there. And they're nice company. They're nice little old ladies. Well, they're not little.
Your girlfriends, your gal friend.
Yeah, my gals.
You know what? Put pause. I'm getting a call from my university. One second. Hello. This. I guess financial aid person. Man, she was really pretty, dude. Like straight up, when I went in the morning. Well, not in the morning, but like a few hours ago.
Yeah.
I was like, bro. But then I saw a ring on her, and then I was like, fuck. Never mind, cuz.
Never mind, cuz.
But anyways, let's go back to the podcast.
Yeah, I've already been recording.
Are you fucking serious? Oh my god, embarrassing. Guys, I am not a slut. I promise. It's 2019,
man. Treat your man right or another man will. It's basically the way it goes.
Dude, I love that saying, actually, dude.
Me too, man. It's like my favorite
the best
quote.
Saying ever.
It's like my favorite quote ever, bro. I live by that.
I live by that too, man. Like, treat your man. What does it say one more time for me?
Treat your man right or another man will.
Yo, that shit's insane. All right, I love it.
Yeah, bro. Right. I don't know if you check my Twitter feed. I said it to Wesley, and then he's I said it to Wesley because Wesley tweeted out, "Damn, my girlfriend is cyberbullying me, and we live together." And yeah. I put, "Dude, just tell her, bro. It's 2019. Either you treat your man right, or another man will." And then his girlfriend just replies, "All right, well, you fuck him." And then she deletes the tweet, and then she goes, "Oh well, how about you sleep with him?"
Oh wow.
Yeah. I wanted to reply with shit, you dare me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wesley, anyways. If you're listening to this, I love you, dude.
Anyways, I'm sorry. What were we talking about before I cut you off on the call?
I just went to eat. They had some wangs. today. Some good wings. Ooh.
Hey, buddy, you eat there, right? Every day at a cafeteria-ish? Like,
yeah, dude. There's like a lot
to eat. It's like a dining hall, right?
Thing? Yeah, there's a lot to eat there.
But like, do you ever get like tired?
No. Nah.
And like say, you know what? I want to make a home-cooked meal myself.
No. Nah.
And you make it yourself?
No. Nah.
Because I know you have a kitchen, right?
Yeah, man. But the fuck do I care about making my own food right now?
No? Like, you don't ever get tired? Like, oh, you know what? Like, I'm going to make my own egg. Not this, nah, like... Man.
I like going over there. Like, good food. Well, it's okay food. Plus, good company with my girls there. And, yeah. It's just a good time. Plus,
do you miss having a doggo? Like, or no? Like, because you don't have Oreo there, but...
Yeah,
and by the way, Oreo is Raul's dog. It's a little cute shih tzu.
Yeah, I kind of miss him. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm glad that he's not over here bothering the fuck out of me. To be honest, a lot of work would not get done if I had that dog with me.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
How's it like, dude, living, like, there? But, like, it's like a single apartment, right? So it's like you have the whole place to yourself.
Yeah.
How's that feel?
It's pretty good, bro. Like... Get to my, like, look, this is the way it is, bro. I record every night. I fall asleep. I wake up. I go take a shower, brush my teeth, get ready. And then I leave for school and I come back and I don't have to worry about having to, like, not make enough noise or, like, being accommodating to other people that live in here because nobody lives with me. And I'm just like, cool, I can just come in and I can be, hey, Alexa. Oh, shit. Did she hear me? I'll be like, oh, hey, Alexa, play my podcast or play Spotify, and you know, I can just go back to listening to the podcast I was listening to or listening to music, sit down and relax, do my homework, and then I can record and I can yell pretty loud and I can speak pretty loud because, you know, I have to speak a little bit loud with this microphone because it picks up, it's not as directional as Brad's microphone, so I have to pick up my voice a little bit, and you know, it's pretty cool, dude. I like living alone. But next semester, I'm not going to be living here. I'm actually going to be living at a cheaper place, but it is still a single room.
Is it like better, the apartment, or is it going to be like kind of chafitas?
Chafitas, bro. Community showers. Back at it again.
Nah, ew, that's the only thing. I don't mind sleeping. I don't mind roommates and shit, bro. But like, yo, the bathroom or whatever. Yo, that's got to be one single, dude. Because, yo, I don't know.
No, like, I get you, bro. I get you.
It's gross thinking about, like, fucking...
Yeah, I did it for a year, bro.
Dude, how'd you... Okay. Explain to me, because, like, I'm really, really fascinated with that kind of aspect of college, the people that go away or whatever but live in dorms.
Mm-hmm.
How is that? Like, how is it you pay this big university, you stay at these dorms, you have these shitty-ass one twin-size beds, and then you have to share showers... with people, and you have to wear flip-flops and shit. How does showering with flip-flops feel? First of all, I have no idea how that feels. Feels
just normal. When I want to wash my feet, I just get one flip-flop out. I scrub that part. I wash it, and then I put it back in. Mm-hmm. Bring out the other one, wash it, bring it back in.
Yeah.
And, bro, like...
But, like, you have to change out your slippers every once in a while, right? Like, you'll buy new ones?
No, I still have the same slippers from freshman year, but I use them in here. To walk around. Now, probably gonna have to get some new ones just for the shower because, you know, I like these to be around here. I don't want to have to wait for them to dry up and have to be around my room in socks. I'd rather have my sandals on. It's different, bro. It's like, you know, you just go in, you just open the curtain, you just do your business, you get out, you change if you want, or you can walk to your room and change in there. That's what I would do. I just put the towel around my belly, walk out with no shirt on or anything, go to my room, change. That's it. There's some motherfuckers that just change in there.
That is so foreign to me, bro. I don't know if that's like, it's a little privilege, right? But like, it's like, fuck, dude. Like, that's weird.
That's scary, bro.
That's weird, dude.
I've had some experiences where, you know, motherfuckers treat it like it's a locker room. So they'll come out, everything
weaves out everywhere.
Everything dangly now, but look, right now I just have that place so that way I can have somewhere to live. If I have until June 30th to change my room. If a place opens up in here, I'm definitely going to do it, but I'm not going to do the one bedroom apartment because it's a lot of money. So I probably get the efficiency or the two bedroom.
How much are you paying over there?
It's a lot of money, bro. Like,
it's Houston, so I'm imagining the yeah. I'm at least it's just single.
Yeah.
You're in college. It's in Houston and you live in a good neighborhood. Yes?
Yeah. Yeah,
this place... I would assume you're paying at least $800 a month. At least.
Oh no, bro, this is on campus, so it's like per semester.
Oh.
So this is like around, I wanna say 4,000, 5,000 semester?
Are you fucking joking? Really?
Uh-huh. Now, the place that I'd be moving into is per like 3,000.
Per semester, dude?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus fuck, dude.
And the place I'd be moving to is like 3,000 per semester.
That's better. That's more reasonable.
Yeah. Plus, it's I'd still be in a single bedroom by myself. But... You know, just the restroom. But I'm basically holding out for a place to open here with roommates, and I'm probably gonna have to do it. But
are you a shy person? Like, as in shy, as in like when you gotta go take shits or pisses?
No, no.
You're not shy at all.
No, because I just put in my headphones and I'm listening to music or podcasts, and I'm just.
You're going ham.
Going ham, bro.
Dude, I'm like super conscious of that. Like when I have to, like, there's times where I have to take shit right in public.
Yeah.
And I try to avoid
that. I don't care, bro.
But when I do, bro, I gotta, like, when I'm, you know, releasing the titans, right? I flush it as the titan's coming out. So that way, if there's any noise, and I know it's like a weird thing, but it's like, yeah. I'll flush it and then, like, the shit comes out or whatever. And then I'll flush it again and then more shit comes out. But not for piss, obviously. Not for piss. But the shit, it's like something weird about the sound of going bloop. You know, that's really weird and stuff.
I mean, you really get used to it, bro. Eric was the same way. I bet now that he's coming back from college, he's a changed man. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
Just same thing, bro. Like, you know, you just get used to it. It's something that just comes with moving out and being on your own.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily. That's just college, though.
Yeah.
If you got to share fucking showers, bro, that's just college, man.
Yeah. That's just happens. Dorms. It happens, bro. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a good old time. Everybody's just there. It's a bunch of dudes just walking in and out.
Mm.
Wait, I believe the one that I'm going to is community, is co-ed, actually. So it's not just dudes. That will be weird. I need to look into it. That might just be a little weird for me. But then again, I have to shower and I have to take a shit. So what am I going to do? Say no?
Hold it till you come back to Brussels?
Nah, bro. Come back with like stomach problems and shit. But it's fine. Like I said, bro, what am I gonna do? Say no?
Dude, who said that? Drake, right?
Drake tweeted that.
That was funny.
Yeah, what am I gonna do? Say no?
Puppies, stop it. Stop.
Sorry.
What's your dog doing, dude?
He's scratching the shit out of my door because he wants to come inside because he hears me talking.
Yeah.
Because I think my dad came in, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I was here by myself in the house.
Yeah.
Dude, I did so bad today in school. Bro, I fucking failed my exam.
Yeah?
Bad, dude.
Sure, you got to one at one point, man.
Bro.
Might as well get it out of the way.
Yo, I'm talking about this is the worst grade I've gotten. Fucking, dude, the worst. I got 14 out of 30.
Oh, been there, done that.
Bro, I got a fucking... less than 0.5%, bro. Dude, and it's weird because, like, I thought, I was like, dude, I'm so stupid. When I came out, though, people were like, I was asking people, like, oh, what was your grade and stuff? They're like, oh, 15, 16. So the whole class bombed the test.
Oh, okay.
So I don't feel too bad about it. But I do feel bad that it is my worst grade, you know?
Yeah.
And but the good thing about it was that, like, I really didn't study for the test. So 14 out of 30 was pretty good considering that other people actually did study.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of got almost the same scores as them.
Por pendejo,
I wanted to study, but I just didn't have time.
Uh-huh.
No, look, straight up, dude, if I'm not doing homework for one class, like, I'm just like in a catch-up game thing. Like, because I had like to do some quizzing. It's called adaptive quizzing, and you got to do these test for an entire chapter for one class and then another class, and then you got tests over here and then tests over there. Mm-hmm. And then Friday, it's like when I just want to chill, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's Thursday for me, it's like chill time already. And so the teacher decided to give us a test on Friday.
Yeah.
And that didn't go well with my brain. And that is why I failed it.
Yeah. I have a class. I have a test next Monday. I have a test right now that I need to finish for my fundamentals of media production class. And I have a paper to start writing about my research topic and stuff. But okay, it's all good. I got
what's
time.
What topic about?
Latino topic? Representation in film.
My man. Are you writing about yourself or what?
Shit, yeah, bro. Nah, it's like research of like different things. Like, I'm talking about like back then, how many were in, and you know, how the landscape is growing because Latinos are actually taking control of studios and they're becoming executives and stuff, so they're able to push representation a little bit more and all that good stuff.
You should talk about the Oscar winners.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know how many years.
The Three Amigos of Cinema.
Oh, I got a cool shirt.
Let me see, bro.
Well, I don't have it here because I dirtied it up already. Oh. I got a cool shirt. It said, it was Cesar Chavez.
Yeah.
And it said, Si Se Puede. And then it said, Blood Drive. And then Blood Drive because I had donated blood. And they gave me a cool shirt. So,
yeah.
I really like the shirt because it was like, you know, the Texas State colors, the purple and the like the gold thing, whatever.
Yeah.
I love those colors on shirts and keep a shirt for, you know, donated blood and shit. I was like, bet. And so they did.
Bet.
And the funny thing is that I was gonna go to class because the teacher's like, you know, class is gonna start late. And so I was just in school already. So I was like, okay. Yeah. And then this girl comes by and she's like, hey, would you guys like to go donate blood or whatever? She was saying that to all our nursing people. She's like, do you guys want to donate blood or something? It's part of your profession and, you know, save lives and stuff. And then, like, literally all my classmates fucking pussies. They're like, oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm scared of needles. Or,
yeah, I'm fucking scared of needles, okay, too, thank bro. You.
No, me too. Like, I don't like, obviously, I don't like needles either. But yeah. I was like, yeah, sure, I'll donate. But, dude, literally nobody wanted to donate. Yeah. And I was like, bro, are you guys sure that you guys want to do this as your profession? So then I go and I go and donate blood. I guess I was like the perfect height, blood type, and things. So they got extra stuff from me. So not only did they take out a lot of blood, but they're like, yeah, man, thank you for that. And you know, we usually don't get a lot of people and stuff. I guess a lot of people here in the Valley specifically don't like to donate blood. Yeah. I guess it's like a cultural thing. I'm not too sure what's the deal with that, but it is true.
All I know is that ever since I was a kid, I've always had a fear of needles.
I think it goes back to like cultural things because I've noticed a lot of people, they don't like donating stuff. Like, for example, I had put myself as a donor, organ donor, I guess, like in case, you know, something happens or whatever. And my mom was like kind of freaked out. She's like, what do you mean you put that? And blah, 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 blah. And I guess it's like a cultural thing or a religious thing. I don't know, dude. But like, supposedly, like, they don't like it. My parents.
They're like, I don't know, bro.
You should be doing that and stuff like that.
I guess they don't want you to save people's lives with science.
I don't know, man. They're crazy.
They're crazy, bro. They're crazy.
I like saving lives, man.
Yeah. You like saving lives. A lot of people like to save their time as well, and you can save your time by pledging to the $1 tier or above on our Patreon page. www.patreon.com/thenerdcore. That means you can save your time by listening to this episode right here a day early and all the other episodes of the extra shows like the Ladies of Nerdcore, the Gamercore, and the Weebcore, and also the Impaired Files. But there's a difference with the Impaired Files. That one you get it for a whole freaking week. A whole week before it ever releases to the public. So go out and enjoy that and make sure you pledge. And you like my segues?
Yo, fuck you for trying to use me as a fucking segue. Fuck you, Roll. Hey, Roll, I have a question.
What's up?
What do you consider yourself? Are you impaired?
Yeah, I'm impaired. Why do you think I put in the impaired?
Or are you disabled?
I'm impaired, bro.
Impaired. That's the word you decided to use for yourself, right?
Yeah, visually impaired.
Okay.
Visually impaired Chicano artist.
What does that mean for you? Impaired?
Visually impaired?
No, what does the word impair mean for you?
Oh, impair just means that not everything is gone, but enough to where I can't function as a normally abled person.
And to the people who don't know, what is disabled? What is a person who is disabled?
Disabled? Well, yeah. Sadly, disabled has to be, what's it called, told by the state in a way. So mm-hmm. you have to be, you know, considered disabled by the state. A lot of people would consider me disabled if you ask them. They're like, nah, you're disabled. You know, you're not, what's it called? Well, impaired and disabled kind of go hand in hand if you honestly ask me. A lot of people would just consider me as visually disabled. You know, they wouldn't care. I think impaired is more on the basis of between impaired versus blind. Because I'm not blind.
No.
I'm impaired. But I could also say visually disabled because that's kind of what I am. Because disability is when one part of your body does not work as well as the other as right. a normal person would. And it's a matter of fact that my eyes don't work as a normal person's eyes would. So I am on the basis visually disabled, but I just like saying visually impaired. And it kind of rolls with the words and stuff and rolls on my tongue well. And yeah. It's just who I am, bro.
That's interesting. Okay, cool. And sorry, one more. What is handicapped to you? What does that mean?
Bro, these are all the same terms, bro. Handicapped.
They're not, though. They're not the same thing, though. They're kind of different. Because, like you said, impaired is like, you know, it's something that's limiting, but you're still able to
perform handicap, your functions. I guess handicapped would be like the next step. It's like, you know, where either it's all gone or like, parts of it are gone to the point where you actually are kind of forced to find a different way to function. I don't know, man. I don't really think these things through. To me, disability and handicap go hand in hand. But okay. Not everybody that's disabled is handicapped.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. Impaired is mostly with between impaired or blind. That's really the big term. It's impaired versus blind to some people. So that's where I use it for because I'm not blind. I'm visually impaired.
And how do you feel about people that, because obviously you're rocking around and you have a cane, right? Yeah. And then you also have a camera with you. Do you ever get those like contradictory, like people assume one thing because you're wearing it because you're using a cane.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not a cane, a walking stick. I'm sorry.
But I can take pictures and shit.
But you're taking pictures. Do you ever get that contradiction that people like tell you or like,
they kind of give you the whoa eyes, like, whoa. Yeah.
Do you feel like you get treated differently as well when you're wearing your when you're in the walking stick?
Yeah, of course.
Explain.
Of course. I think you've seen it before, bro. You even seen it. How different I was treated with when I wasn't using the cane versus when I started using the cane.
Right. I know. But I want to tell the people that don't know, what it's like to, you know, yeah. I guess have so a like, friend like that yeah. and actually go through it too. Cause like, I'm with you. Right. Yeah. And like, I guess for me, a lot of times, I guess I assume that people have when they see us together or whatever.
Yeah. Like, well, it's because people like you don't see it anymore because you've seen if somebody asks you like, oh, your friend has a cane, you're like, oh shit, yeah, that's right, he does use a cane.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but like what's it called? I'll use the example of my friend. We'll censor her name. Lauren. We'll censor it with Lauren. Lauren has only known me a little bit of time. She still notices the cane. But it's getting to the point where she sees me and she doesn't even look at the cane anymore.
Ah.
Yeah. So she's getting really used to it. She still knows what I can and can't do. But it's just like when she sees me when other people, when they would get to know me at first, like they would just directly look at the cane and they're like, oh, okay. Now my friend Lauren, it's like, okay, cool. Like, hey, what's up? Yeah. Like, hey, what's going on, man? Like, yeah, just like that. Like, no more like the cane. Of course, if I'm going down the stairs, she's like, hey, you okay? I'm like, yeah, don't worry, I got this. Or like, if she sees a ramp, she's like, oh, let's go by this one. I'm like, okay, cool, we'll go through that one.
Wow. Yeah. And do you, by any chance, get like, I know, right? But I'm just trying to explain. And do you, for example, do you get people that talk to you differently? Like, enunciate their words more or use smarter? Or, like, you don't get that? Or, like, people talk to you louder? Like, they'll raise their voice because, like,
no.
You're blind. So they assume, like, you have to speak up or, no. Or anything like that. You get that? No?
No. Don't have that. I do get they open the doors for me. They move out of my way when I'm walking.
That's a good thing, though. That's a good thing. Yeah, you got the power for that.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck you. Get the fuck out of my way.
Get the fuck out of my way,
I'll smack you with my stick.
Yeah. I got that, but I don't get, like, people talking to me differently. Some people do, what's it called? Choose their words differently, per se.
Right.
But they don't, like, hey, man, what's up? How you doing? No, it's not like that. It's just like, hey, what's going on, man? Yeah, what's up?
Yeah. And are you one of those people where you're okay with the are you one of those people that are okay with the jokes, like the, not the impaired jokes, but just like a small joke, like
if I don't know you personally, if I don't know you personally and I haven't taken the time to get to know you, don't fucking joke. But
what about me? What
if you're okay? Yeah, I mean, how many times have you said, hey bro, I'm gonna kick that stick out of your hand, bro? And then I would just hit you with it after. Like, of course, yeah, that's fine. Because I've known you for a long time. But you also know the line between, this is where it gets offensive to Raul. And this is where it's like, mm-hmm. It's just a good joke. Like, you're just always going to laugh.
Right.
Yeah. But, like, if you only known me for, like, 2 months, don't fucking joke with me.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to allow it, bro. That's just how it is. Yeah, just don't fucking joke with me. Just don't tell me jokes in general, man. I don't like to laugh.
Yo. I wanted to talk about that, I guess, just because I just wanted to go a little bit more about
what are you gonna ask me? How I take a shower next?
No, I know how you take a shower. I've been there. What?
What? Yeah. That's.
No,
There is two different versions to it. You know, you do get like the good stuff. You do get the bad stuff. Like. What's it called? I've had experiences when I was back home where a group of boys, because they looked like teenage boys, looked at my cane and they started laughing after we came out of the movies. Or over here, like, just the pobrecito eyes, like they look at me and they're like, ay, pobrecito. But, you know, there's also the good stuff. When people look at me, they smile at me a lot of the time. Or they hold the door. I hate the parts where they just like stop me and they're like, hey man, I hope you're doing well, bro. Like, I'm really proud of you. Like, you know, it's not easy. I'm like,
yeah,
like thank you at the same time, but please, I'm not your pity. Like, you know, I don't need pity. I don't need the pobrecito eyes, dude. Like, I'm just any person like you. I'm just the same person as you, just a little bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Legit though, I feel like as the years and years go by, between our friendship, like literally, I don't even notice that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I really don't even notice.
I know you don't. You're impaired.
Sometimes it'll be like, you know, the point where I really, really don't get it. And I'm just like, hey, let's do this. And you're like, wait, hold on, bro. Like, I can't see that. And I'll be like, oh, shit. Sorry, bro.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Like, I know. You're just like, oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, I forgot. Yeah. It's, but yeah, it's, there's a good and bad to it all, man. As, what's it called? You know, it's just that it's also seeing the treatment of the disabled community, like, a lot of us use us as, like, a symbol. Like, oh, like, look at them. They can do it. If they can do it, you can too. Like, using us as a lot of us just fucking want to just be treated as any other person. Like, you wouldn't go to a 16-year-old kid and be like, hey, man, I'm really proud of you for doing your math homework. Woo! Woo! Like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Or somebody that, you know, that's sick from their stomach. Like, oh, I'm so proud of you for taking your medicine today. Oh, my God. Like, no, like, just fucking stop. Like, some of us don't even want to be treated that way. We just want to be like, what's it called? Just stop. Like, just stop. Like, I have my right to acknowledge my disability whenever I want. It mm-hmm. comes with me every single day. It's a physical thing that shows, but you don't have to treat me as some symbol or a pity machine, because that's the last thing I want from you. I don't give a shit what you think about me.
Dude, I think you're gonna be so special, dude. You're gonna be a not like special, like, but like, I just mean like that, like, dude, like, hopefully, you know, one day I'll see you in the big screen with your work and stuff. Yeah. And you also represent the Latin community, but you also represent yourself. Yeah. You know, and I think that's beautiful, man. Like, I think, yeah. like, and in non pitiful way, because you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I know it comes genuinely from your heart.
Yeah, but yeah. like, it's gonna be dope, dude. Can't wait to see you. Do your things. I heard you're going to be shooting during the summer.
Mm-hmm. Documentary. Right? And my short film, I'm 95% done with the script. We're like, have two more scenes to write. I have two more scenes to write, and I'm done with it. But my documentary.
And where can they find your documentaries, by the way, for the people that don't know?
YouTube.com. Just search up Raul Alejandro Mendoza. Yeah. That's how it comes out. Or you can just go to my Twitter at The Nerd Chicano and click my link tree, and it has a bunch of other links that you can go to, and you can click on my YouTube, and you can go watch my two films and my documentary. But yeah, this summer I'm shooting a new documentary called Borderlands. Concentrates on the area that we live in, both on the Mexican and American side. I'm gonna talk about to people about their experiences living on both sides and just the culture that we find ourselves in. And then my other film, Me Encontraron Cruzando, is a short film that I will not go into heavy detail, because I leave it to when I put it out, just in case people steal my ideas. So,
That's good, man. That's good.
Yeah. But after this, I'm taking a break from the documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to finally say, Raul, we have a shit ton of scripts in the vault. It's time to shoot one of those scripts.
Jesus Christ. Like the one we
get to? Honestly, that might just be the next one. And like, I'm going to get like friends from here. This one's
so good, dude.
I know. It's a really good one. It's a really good one. And of course, you would get your writing credits. And
it just sucked that we didn't find the correct people to act in it. That really bums me out, because it's such a good strip. And I know that with the right people, I know it'll reach a lot of people's.
It's just that, like, you know. And, you know, I'm not the type of guy to you know, kind of, like, bag on people, because everybody has their different things going on with their lives. But if you're 100% into this and you want to do this, there should be no excuse for you not to try to do it, you know, unless somebody died or something, you can't come to shoot. Like, it's okay. We'll just reschedule and something. But if you rather go to fucking, I don't know, you rather say like, oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't come today. I'm hanging out with so-and-so, and I'm sorry. I'm hanging out with so-and-so, or I'm watching so and this and that, and I just can't do it today. Like, nah, like, if you really wanted this, you would put as much the effort as you want to see put into it. Cause you're not going to get this if you don't work hard. You're not going to get
it. I think those are BS responses, man.
Those are bullshit responses, man. Like, no, you either want this or you don't. Like, I'm sorry. And you can think I'm a bad guy because I say that, or you can think like I asked for too much, but I've rewritten scripts 3 fucking times because I don't like what I see or what I'm writing. And I do it again, and I record every single fucking night. And sometimes it's not just one podcast, it's 2 or 3.
Yeah.
And I still have time to do my homework as well, and to read my stuff I need to read and study. And I'm lucky that I don't have a job right now, but I'm pretty sure if I had a job, I could also do that and manage all this stuff. So, like, if you really want something, you're going to fucking do it. There's no fucking excuse to it. If you have time to watch Netflix, or you have time to watch TV and stuff, you have the time to put 3 hours aside to go and do what you want to do. So there's no fucking excuse.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's no excuse, man. There's no excuse. So you either want it or you don't.
That's true. And you can apply that to anything in life.
Exactly. Exactly. Whether that's education, whether that's your job, whether that's fucking doing arts and crafts or whatever. It doesn't even have to be film. It doesn't have to be podcast. It can be anything. Like if you like going outside and taking pictures on your phone, like, and you want to share them on Instagram, like, fucking yeah. do that. And don't come at me like, I'm sorry, I didn't have time to post today. Like, no, you have time. You just don't want to use it.
Bro, everyone's got time.
Everyone's got time, bro. Everybody's
people that say, got time. People that say, oh, I don't got time. I got kids. I got work or whatever.
Bullshit.
I'm like, yeah, you do and stuff. Pero you can also stop watching that novela for the next 2 hours mm-hmm. and maybe go exercise or do what you actually exactly. want to do. Yeah. A lot of people that I see, it'll be like, they'll complain, oh, you know, I'm so, you know, big and I want to lose weight and I want to feel healthy. I want to feel happy yeah. and I want to meditate. I want to do this. And then I'll be like, oh, then why don't you? And they'll be like, oh, it's because I got a kid and this and that. And I'm okay. like, okay, so you're watching your kids 24/7. Like you're there in the room with them 24 hours. That is BS, dude. I don't know yeah. any parent that yes, like you're gonna watch your kids and shit, yeah. right? You understand
most gyms. Like, most gyms have a daycare center.
Yeah, or you can even work out from your house, bro. Like yeah. your kid will be on the bed, and let's say it's like a little kid. Yo, put him in the bed, bro, and work out next door, like mm-hmm. on the side or whatever. Do some curls. Do yeah. something. Like, but I hate people that use the excuse like I don't have time. I'm like, bro, you got time.
You got time
for a lot of things. You just have to prioritize what you think is yeah. important and what you think isn't.
Yeah.
Because if fucking you do a lot of this miscellaneous things, bro, yeah. your life is just gonna pile up.
Yeah. You can spend 4 to 5 hours scrolling your Facebook, looking at nothing, or checking your exactly. social media. You can fucking spend 4 to 5 hours doing that thing you keep putting off. Like it's there's no excuse. There's no excuse. The kid thing makes it a little bit hard, but at the same time, like, come on, you can find a way to make it work.
Yeah, like I like social media, but mm-hmm. I also really, really don't like it because yeah, of helpful. That of that consumer culture where yeah. people like literally like you'll be drawn to like Facebook or whatever,
yeah.
and you'll watch one video, and you know because mm-hmm. like, Facebook is now mostly videos. It's not really like pictures. Like mm-hmm. let's be honest, like we don't really do that. We go to Facebook to watch these shitty memes, right, or whatever, yeah. and you'll scroll and scroll and scroll, and then you'll look at the time, and it's been like 2 hours, and yeah. like. Dude, that is like the biggest time waster because I guarantee you every time you log out of Facebook or you stop, get out of the app or whatever, like you don't feel happy that you were on Facebook for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody that just feels good that, oh, I just wasted 2 hours of my time, you know, reading like ads every fifth post and watching these shitty
videos. I just also don't like, you know, I mean, look, and this is the last thing we'll talk about before we head out. But I tweeted out today. I'm like, Every day it goes. I just feel like deleting all my social media and getting out of this toxic hellhole because it is a fucking toxic hellhole, man. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you have people being assholes for no fucking reason. Like, okay, cool. If the other person somebody attacked you, you have the right to be an asshole. But at the same time, like, why you gotta be assholes to people who don't even deserve it, man? Like, you know, why you have to attack people and have to put yourself on a moral higher ground? Like, if you're something fucking special. Like, I don't get it, man. Like, social media has its good things. Like, you know, this podcast wouldn't be where it was because if it wasn't for the promotions we do and stuff. Yeah. But there's, like, also fucking people who just, like, I don't know. They gain a couple of followers and they think they're the biggest hot shit that I've ever seen. But, like, you're doing nothing with that following. You haven't turned it into a business. You haven't turned it into something you want to do. You know, so what's the fucking point of having a following if you ain't doing shit with it?
It's useless to have that many followers and not a purpose to do anything with it.
So they treat people differently, and it's just I don't like it, man. I don't like this culture that we've made with social media, and I fucking hate it. But I wish I was at the position where I was like, okay, cool. 500 people are listening to the podcast. I can delete all my social media and, like, I mean, 500 people every day because, you know, there's a lot of people who listen to these shows. But I was going to say, like, you know, where 500 people are listening every day, I'd be like, okay, well, I think I can manage to delete Facebook, Instagram, and maybe leave Twitter. But Twitter's the point where it's everything that happens there is just fucking terrible. I hate Twitter a lot. But I'm at that point where I'm like, I wish I was... You know, with hard work, I'm going to get there. But I wish I was at the point where I can be like, okay, cool. I don't need to promote this. Like, I could just tell somebody, I can bring somebody in and be like, hey, bro, you're going to be doing the social media. We're just going to be recording. Because I just, every day I open these apps, I'm just fucking reminded how much I hate this toxic community.
Some of them. Most of it, though.
Yeah, yeah. I made a lot of wonderful friends over the internet, and I've had them all on as guests. And they're people that I would find a way to stay in contact with them, whether WhatsApp or Messenger or giving them my phone number, which most of you do. So, you know, if I were to one day magically delete my social media, you still have a method of contacting me. We're not going to be far. We're not going to be without contact. But, I mean, I'm just really, like, it's tiring. It's really tiring. And there's just a really toxic culture within social media. And it honestly just tires me so much. Yeah, I feel like I sound like a 40-year-old dude who...
No, yeah, but not at all. I think it's good to realize that. I think it's good to realize, and I think it's good to put it on blast. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's good to put things into light, and that's the only way we can improve. And like this whole cancel culture, this hate culture, this no reason to be mean thing culture, whatever.
Yeah, it's just it's too much, man. Like,
but most people grow out of it. There's a few that just... that love that have dedicated sites and everything to all these things, but to end it, I would just say, sometimes you just have to do things without.
Just treat people
for social media. Don't validate yourself.
Doesn't matter how many followers you have. Doesn't matter how many likes you get. Doesn't matter how many retweets or shares you get. Mm-hmm. Just fucking treat people nicely, man. Unless they've given you a reason to not treat them well, then don't treat them well. But just be fucking nice to people, man. Because positivity speaks louder, much louder.
And I think we can end it there, bro. And before we do go, though, I do want to give like a recommendation to our viewers.
Okay.
I started watching Gossip Girl.
Oh, shit.
Yo, I'm going to say it. It's a good show. I just wanted to recommend that out there.
I think a lot of people would agree with you.
Yeah, but it's not exactly the most manly, you know, show, but it's such a good show, though. I love the, it's interesting. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, well, we're back. All of you people who are telling me that you missed the show and that you want to see us come back, well, we're back. And by the way, let's try to do it. Let's aim for next week to do a review of Us. I want to go see that, and I know you want to go see it.
Huh? I'm going tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going tomorrow.
So let's aim. I hope I can go see it. Probably going to do the Uber in the morning, go watch it matinee.
Yeah.
And let's just aim for next week, next Sunday. I mean, well, next Sunday the review comes out, would be coming out. So, but when we record, whatever, you know, just aim for a review of Us because I really want to see this. And I saw the most perfect tweet ever. I mean, that's a double negative, but yeah, I saw the perfect tweet. And, you know, we just talked about Twitter and stuff, but it said, stop comparing Jordan Peele stop calling Jordan Peele the next Spielberg or the next Stanley Kubrick. He is the first Jordan Peele. You know, like, stop calling him the black Steven Spielberg or the black Kubrick. He's the first Jordan Peele. And I 100% agree with that. He is the first.
I fuck with that tweet.
Yeah, like, he is. And somebody tweeted me jokingly. He goes, I wanted to get to the point where I consider Spielberg the white Jordan Peele. that's great. But yeah, dude, it's true. Like, this guy is so talented, and I can't wait to see this movie. I loved Get Out, and I hope Us is even better. Plus, I got the biggest crush on Lupita Nyong'o, so, you know, yeah.
Yeah, she's great, and she's beautiful.
She's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful Mexican and African goddess, man. So we'll see you all guys later. In the meantime, go ahead and follow us on the Twits at @TheNerdcore_, Instagram @TheNerdcore, Facebook page @TheNerdcorePods. Go ahead and leave a rate and review on your podcast app of choice. It really does help us out with the feed and hope it can grow. Alongside, I want to go ahead and give a big shout out to our Patreon supporters from the $1 tier up and the $15 tier, because we got some wonderful people on there too. Shout out to our Patreon producer, Grayson Barker. Thank you for pledging to the $15 tier. You get your Patreon producer status alongside pins and stickers as they're made, and a postcard from us here at the Nerdcore. Go follow him on Twitter @WarlordHitman98 and at Instagram @GraysonBarker98. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and send you off, guys. It's been a wonderful time talking to you all and having a time of my life talking to Luis. We're back, baby. You know, it's just been a wild time. I'm really glad we didn't record last week because it just let me, it let me enjoy my time with you, not having to put us to record. I was just like, I'm here for a week. I want to hang out with Luis. I don't have to be like, oh, bro, we got to record. Like, nah, I'm good. I want to hang out.
I'm glad, buddy. It was good. Yeah. It was good seeing you, too.
Yeah. Freddy's 8 out of 10. Okay?
Yep, 8 out of 10.
All right, we'll see you guys later.
Ciao, Bella.
Ciao, Bella.